WildTalkRadio.com.
Alright, it's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Yes, Monday Night Raw has come and gone, and here we are to talk about it on the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, and we're also supported by Manscaped.com. Right now you go to Manscaped.com and use the code WTRLive and save yourself 20% off any product they have. That could be the Lawnmower 3.0, the Ball Toner, the Body Wash, even the Nail Grooming Kit, and more. Use just the code WTRLIVE. You can also get free shipping in the US, Canada, UK, and Australia.
Ding.
Free shipping. You can't beat that. Just go to manscaped.com. Use code WTRLIVE. Your balls will thank you. I'm Soraka, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
So will the rest of your body. It's not just balls exclusive. Your entire body will thank you if you use this product. But I mean, your balls will be especially grateful if you have them.
Exactly, if you have them. And I did a hand motion because I knew you were going to say that. It's like, hey, go do it. And here's Lindsay with her part of the ad. And go.
I don't have them, so it doesn't really apply to me.
I know. It's fine.
But if you lack the necessary equipment, they have other things on the site that you can purchase. And the holidays are coming. You know, you may have a person in your life that needs a nose hair trimmer or the Lawnmower 3.0 or just needs to groom in general. And you can set them on that right path, guys. Just go to manscaped.com. Use the code.
We would really appreciate it.
Please use the code. Just please use it. Thank you.
Please and thanks. Anyway, we're here to talk about Monday Night Raw, which opened with the WWE Champion, Randy Orton. He talked about becoming champion 8 days ago. He said that he's proved that he's the best. He's better than Edge. He's better than The Undertaker.
Debatable.
Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, and even Drew McIntyre. He's proved that he's better than everyone in that locker room. Orton said the wrestlers in the back claim he's been handing everything. He's the reason he's in position because he's the best, you know. He was protected by management, and Hunter chose him, and yada, yada, yada. But he's no longer a legend killer. He's simply a legend.
Accurate.
With the title comes great responsibility and a bullseye on his back. He dared anyone to come and try to take the title from him, whether it's Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns, or even The Fiend. Come and get it. So we're waiting for one of these big, brooding men to come out. It's Alexa Bliss. She comes to the ring, stands there, smiles. Randy asks softly, where is he? She puts up her gloves. One says play, one says pain. She puts up pain. He could be here. Let's go out, but there is no fiend. Instead, there's a claymore kick from Drew McIntyre. Drew wants a rematch. He's going to make Orton's life a living hell. Drew leaves. Miz and Morrison come out. Miz is cashing in. Miz is cashing in. By God. Drew's like, nope. You ain't doing nothing tonight. He throws him out of the ring.
I really like, one, Randy's promo was fire. He's still doing some of his best work. But two, I like how they have Alexa teasing Randy, and then Drew's taking advantage of the distraction.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they're doing that, because it feels like they're working together, but they're not. Like, Drew knows when she shows up, Randy's is going to focus, I should say, all his attention on her. So it's the perfect time to sneak in and, you know, maybe give a little claymore kick to the champion, because why not? And also, they did more with the Money in the Bank tonight than they have in, like, a year.
Months.
Yeah. I mean, the teased cash-in was very much appreciated, and it's like, oh good, they remember they have it. And I feel bad for Otis. Like, I really do feel bad that they took it off him, but Miz having it makes all the sense in the world.
Jeff Hardy beat Elias in a guitar on a pole match.
It was interesting.
Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax defended the women's tag team titles against Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke. And let's just say Lana was a bit of a distraction, allowing Shayna and Nia to accidentally get the win. She was trying to help the other team. I do not need to see this match again.
Please, please don't. Please don't. I mean, I appreciate everybody out there worked really, really hard. And they put on a really good effort, but please, never again. Thank you.
Shayna is just leaps and bounds better than the other two women across the ring from her. That's pretty much that.
I'm feeling a little bad for Shayna because she is so much better than this, and that doesn't mean that she shouldn't have to do what she's doing. But I just feel like she could be utilized in a much better, stronger way than what they are using her for. And it's just an absolute shame that she's where she is, because she's so much, like, talented and better than what they have her doing.
R-Truth came out. He was with a water bottle in hand. He was interviewed by Sarah Schreiber, who said she wondered, why did he accept the match with Bobby Lashley? Truth was like, what? I thought I was getting my water bottle signed by Bobby Boucher. Yes.
No,
we're making
okay.
Water boy references in 2020.
Because why not? I don't know.
The movie is 22 years old.
I have nothing.
Lashley beat R-Truth. Drew Gulak came out afterwards to try to get the title. Bobby Lashley was like, nope. Beat his ass. Then threw him on top of R-Truth. And then Drew Gulak, once again, is your 24/7 champion.
And Bobby Lashley just laughed and left.
So that was a thing. Yep, that's the best way I could put it. It was a thing.
I don't even really have anything else to say about this other than it just was a thing. It was there. I feel bad for everybody involved, but hey, got them all on TV, and that's important.
AJ Styles comes to the ring, and he's declaring himself the captain of Team Raw. Brings out his teammates Sheamus and Keith Lee. They all wonder who called him captain, and well, you know, they don't think he's the captain. Braun Strowman comes out and says, Team Raw needs these hands. And, you know, he ran down his resume, including being Keith Lee, and then Keith Lee, you know, problems with him saying he beat him clean because he didn't beat him clean. Adam Pearce said he would love to have Strowman on Team Raw, but you can't find an opponent. No one's fighting him. And then Keith Lee was like, what? I'm you really?
I'll do it.
Then Sheamus is like, no, I'll do it. Age is like, let them do it. Triple threat match. Strowman wins. He gets to be a part of Team Raw. Strowman's like, they don't pay me to talk.
I mean, if that isn't accurate, I don't know what is. God bless Braun Strowman for saying that. He's like, look, I'm here to do one thing and one thing only, and all y'all are wasting my time, so let's go.
So they had an awkward match.
This was, yeah. Poor Keith Lee. I'm kind of curious to know if he's okay, because it looks like he kind of took a little bit of a nasty bump when he did the flip out of the ring, where he rolled his head on the ring apron.
But he rolled okay, but it looked like it did shake him up a little bit. There was a nice Tower of Doom spot. They did a crossbody through the barricade. It just was very awkward at times. It's three brooding men, and it just was. I mean, I guess that's the point. It's not going to be perfect because it's three brooding men. But in the end, Braun is now part of Team Raw.
I feel like there was a much simpler way to do that, which was you just have Braun be a part of Team Raw. Like, I. The match was okay, but if I never have to see it again, I think I'm okay with that.
Afterwards, Styles like, yeah, rah rah. He was all rah rah. And then Strowman told Lee that they don't like each other, but they need to put their differences aside, and they still can't. And then Strowman and Sheamus were arguing, and then Strowman offered his hand, and then Sheamus slapped it away. He then hugged Strowman, and then bro kicked Strowman's. And then Keith Lee knocked Sheamus out, and then AJ got done, and then goes, why?
It was all very strange. It was all just very, very strange. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I know what the purpose was, but at the same time, it's like, it feels like this could have been much more simple and straightforward. Like, you just could have said, okay, Strowman's on Team Raw next, and, like, had, like, the fight over the captainship. But that's just me.
Angel Garza is looking for that special someone out there in the WWE universe. He then held out a rose.
Okay, why did he straight up look like he was going to murder somebody? I mean, seriously, this was like the most insincere kind of thing where it's almost like stalkerish, low-key stalkerish kind of level where he's like obsessed with somebody and he's like, I want to love you forever. And he offers you a rose. Like, it was really actually kind of creepy. And I'm not sure if that was intentional or not. Because he had this really, like, intense stare. And it wasn't, like, the intense affectionate stare. It was this cold, very chilling kind of stare. So, I'm not sure where they're taking him, but if y'all are going to do a stalker, you have one. His name is Dexter Lumis, and I promise you he's better than Angel Garza at it. The man has been working on it for 10 years. At least. Just let Dexter spread his wings and show exactly how creepy he can be.
So Nia Jax said tonight she's going to end Lana. So it was Nia Jax and Lana. We had a backstage promo from the new tag team of Peyton Royce and Lacey Evans.
Why?
The tag team that everyone loved was the Iconics. Why are you doing this to us? Why?
For reals, though. For reals, why are you doing this?
It hurts.
Like, you could have just left the Iconics together and it would have been completely fine. I don't understand why we're doing this the way that we're doing this.
It hurts. Nia beat Lana, then put her through a table.
Can we stop putting Lana through tables? Like, Lana should just, like, sue or quit or something, because this is just ridiculous. It's
supposed to make her a babyface.
It's not working. I think everybody, it's a little absurd, is what is it, 7 or 8 times now
seven,
in a row?
7 weeks in a row.
That they've done this, it's not working. I think everybody just feels really sorry for her, and at this point, it's just quit. Honey, just quit. Or at least, if you want to have her be a babyface, at least have her get some, like, level of retribution against Nia Jax at some point, maybe, or have her get away 1 or 2 times from Nia, so it's not just week after week after week, because it's literally to the point of Nia shows up, and it's, up, oh, here comes the Lana spot! Here comes the table spot. We all know what's coming. And granted, they teased us with this tonight, but in the end, they had him come out again. And sure enough, Lana went through the table. So, just stop. It's not working. Please stop.
R-Truth was walking backstage wearing neck brace. He found the Hurt Business, then walked away. You signed your water bottle.
Actually, he didn't walk away. He just straight up noped it and ran.
Yeah. We had the MVP lounge with the Hurt Business. MVP says Virus is about getting an opportunity to beat the best. The group talked about Lashley facing Sami Zayn. Lashley said he would put Zayn to sleep. MVP said the Hurt Business took care of retribution problem for WWE, and now it's time to collect their payment. They want the Raw Tag Team titles. New Day comes out.
Okay, I want to pause you right there. Y'all did not take care of the retribution problem. They're still there. It's worse. They have contracts and they're permanently on Raw. How did you take care of that problem? Please explain it to me. Other than, you know, you relegated them to the mid-card and that's it. Like, y'all didn't handle anything. I just need to say that. Like, no. Just no. Anyway, go on. I'm sorry.
New Day came out. Kofi talked about winning a lot of titles, more than the entire Hurt Business. He said he even won the WWE Championship, something Lashley hasn't done. MVP said it was a historic win, and he pointed out he lost the title in 8 seconds. MVP said Lashley could probably beat him in less time. King said 8 seconds is relevant because Lana said that's about as long as Lashley can last. MVP said that they are all about business, while New Day is all about jokes. Wednesday's New Day is worldwide conglomerate, while Hurt Business is another failed 2020 internet startup. Ooh.
Ouch.
Led to a match. Hurt Business get the win in the non-title match.
Very interesting. So it looks like Kofi and Xavier will have to regroup and refocus, because it seems like the Hurt Business is coming for those titles.
Okay. I'm trying to gather myself for this next segment.
Oh, God. Which one is it?
Ricochet versus Tucker.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. They did not deserve what happened to them, either one of them. Like, oh my God, number one, can y'all get Tucker some actual gear?
He had like, pants.
I get he split from Otis, but y'all oiled him up worse than a pig. And then you stick him in pants to the point that nobody knows who he was, because he's already in the ring. He has no entrance. He has nothing recognizable about himself from far away. And because I'm sitting here watching it, and I'm like, who is that in the ring? Who is that? Like some jobber that they found? They're bringing in jobbers again? No, that was Tucker. So can y'all not do that to that man? Because like, you had a thing. You had him turn on Otis. The perfect setup is he turned on Otis because of what happened with Mandy. That's how you roll with that.
But
basically Otis abandoned Tucker for months.
But you didn't know it was him based on the word Knight on the back of his pants?
No!
His name is Tucker Knight.
I had no idea he had a last name.
I mean,
it was Otis and Tucker.
Tucky, lost in 38 seconds.
Poor Tucker. And then, okay, this is the other thing. It's not a surprise if Mustafa Ali is standing at ringside for the entire 38 seconds, because he got an entrance. Did either Tucker or Ricochet? No. But Mustafa Ali got an entrance, and it's not a surprise when the rest of Retribution shows up, because their leader is right there. He's right there rushing, like watching this whole thing, and you know what's going to happen. You know he's going to summon the rest of the group to handle business, which is to beat up Tucker and Ricochet. It's not a surprise if Mustafa Ali's right there in front of you in his very weird shirt that was oddly muscular and not the right places, so I'm kind of wondering if it was maybe like a little padded or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's not a surprise. It's not a shock. And what was this?
Tucky. Poor Tucky.
Like, you had the perfect... Because didn't they move Otis to Raw?
No. Oh. Otis is on SmackDown. There was thoughts Tucker was moving back to SmackDown. He did not. Clearly, he stayed on Raw. And Tucky got his ass kicked in 38 seconds by Ricochet.
He didn't deserve this at all. he just did not. Neither one of them did, honestly. I mean, I understand Retribution has to beat people up. Like, that's a thing to keep them relevant, but...
But you just did an angle 8 days ago where he turned heel on his best friend. And then the first chance he gets on Raw, Tucky loses.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Paul Heyman is not coming back to Raw.
The thing with whoever's writing Retribution is it's probably a group thing, and I have a really strong suspicion the Retribution angle was probably a lot better than what we've seen. And the reason why I think that is it has to go through so many channels, and you have so many cooks in the kitchen in terms of creative that everybody has to add their changes and put their own spin on it. So by the time it gets to TV, it's like a game of telephone, and it has changed probably so much from the original inception to what hits TV that it's not the same vision.
No, they just have no direction.
That too. But I'm just saying...
She's trying to be nice on it. No, they have no direction.
And they should... I feel like they tried to make an effort with Retribution, and I feel like whoever came up with the idea for Retribution is not driving the idea anymore.
Mustafa Ali did a promo on Twitter and explained everything, why they have masks and everything. If that was put on Raw, you would understand Retribution. Since it's only on Twitter promo, you really don't know anything. Just saying. But I want to get into something we really need to talk about.
Okay.
the Firefly Funhouse.
Do we need to get the swear jar for this?
Yes. So, it's Alexa Bliss and Bray Wyatt. Guten Tag, everybody. Guten Tag. He said they would talk tonight about the three most important letters in sports and entertainment. Huskus goes, pink? No, it's R-K-O. Abby chimed in and said, Orton can go F himself.
Abby's just a little bitter. I don't blame her. She's really ultra bitter about what happened.
Alexa's like, there's no foul language in the funhouse.
Not on my Christian Minecraft server.
Abby said Bliss can go F herself, too.
Abby's, like, super bitter.
And then Bray Wyatt started to recall Randy Orton burning down the house. And then he sort of, like, you know, we just have fun and games. And then he couldn't forget.
The past is in the past.
He never forgets.
Basically, Bray and the Fiend are ultra bitter about what Randy did to the house and the compound.
Back when Randy Orton was a part of the Wyatt family, for those just tuning in.
He was not a part of the family!
For those just tuning in, we need a recap. Randy Orton was once a member of the Wyatt family back a couple of years ago. And on the build-up to WrestleMania, Randy Orton burned down the house.
No, he burned down the compound.
The compound. He burned down the Wyatt compound. And then we had flashbacks where Randy betrayed the Wyatt family and left the family at that moment.
And I sat here and screamed.
But she
the
just
entire time.
She did. But that was just her now admitting Randy was a part of the Wyatt family. Anyway,
I did not admit Randy was a part of the family.
I got her to admit it. Got
not
it.
Not a part of the family.
She admitted it. You heard it.
Not a part of the
Then Alexa Bliss had a trick she wanted to show.
No.
What?
No.
What?
Was it necessary to show the house burning down in that much graphic detail? Is that absolutely necessary?
Yes, you have to recall all the Wyatt family memories.
Not. No. Because anyway, go on.
Alexa wanted to show us a trick. She needed Bray's help. He put his heel glove over her head. Then Alexa's tongue just sort of came out.
In sticky candy gooey goodness.
And then Bray went, oh shit.
I think one thing that I really, really liked about this was they were using the symbol that Randy used against Bray as the cover up. For
the foul language, yeah.
For the foul language, you could 100% see, at least in Bray's case, what he said. But there's, like, just the cover-up and the beep, so it's fine. But yeah, that was a nice little touch. I really, really liked this. This was super good. It was super entertaining. Little creepy with the tongue stuff, but that's what you want.
But we stick with Miss Alexa Bliss. She was backstage, and Nikki Cross ran into her, and Nikki's trying to figure out what's going on, and What happened? And she wants to save their friendship, basically.
Nikki, it's too late. Way too late.
Nikki's like, you can at least look at me. And Bliss turns around and she had eyes of fear.
Y'all heard of bedroom eyes? Get ready for some murder eyes, because that's exactly what Alexa had. She had murder on the mind.
Eyes.
Like, she was ready to go. So yeah, I really, like, I kind of go back and forth on the Alexa Bliss stuff because I'm not 100% sure about it. Like, I know I like it, I'm just not sure what her direction or what her place in the family is just yet. Like, I just don't know. Like, I like it, but it's just like, she's very clearly under Bray's control. Even Funhouse Bray, and I feel like in this instance, Funhouse Bray is almost more dangerous to her with her than the Fiend is. Because he's the one that's very clearly driving everything. It's not the Fiend. It's Funhouse Bray. And there's just, it kind of leads to an interesting question of what's the end game of this? And how are you going to get her out of this storyline once it's over? Because I don't think it's going to be done for a while. But it just kind of makes you wonder what's going to happen when everything goes wrong.
Drew and Sheamus crossed paths backstage. And Sheamus invited Drew to be part of Team Raw for Survivor Series. And they could reform the Celtic Connection. Drew wouldn't mind doing that, but he wants Randy and the WWE title. Led to Drew McIntyre and taking on Miz and Morrison in a handicap match.
Yes, Ash. Orton did laugh as it burned.
Drew beat Miz and Morrison in a pretty good match.
Yeah, this is pretty decent. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Then out of nowhere, RKO! And the Fiend laughs.
And the Fiend laughs, close the show. Here's the thing. I don't think they're going for Randy and the Fiend right away. I think they're teasing it. I think they're going to continue to tease it. I would say they're potentially going to go to Rumble with this, but I'm not 100% sure because worst case, you have the Fiend come in at number 30 in the Rumble and you have him just take everybody out and he wins the Rumble to get the shot at Randy for Mania. Like, I think the Drew-Randy storyline is going to continue and Drew's going to get his rematch and you're going to potentially have Miz cash in and he either succeeds or he fails. And depending on how that goes, then you do Miz versus Randy. And then you can build to the Fiend, but you have the Fiend continue to haunt Randy Orton and be right there with Randy Orton the entire time. Or they could do it at the next pay-per-view after Survivor Series. It really just kind of depends how they're feeling. But I would agree that the Fiend versus Randy needs to be saved for Mania.
Or at least the Rumble.
Or at least the Rumble, yeah. Save it for a major pay-per-view, preferably in front of fans, but I don't know if they're going to get there. We'll just have to see how everything goes.
So that does it.
I don't think Orton is going to meet Funhouse Bray before Survivor Series, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm sorry, continue.
That'll do it for us here on the Raw Post Show. We'll be live Thursday night for the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's the Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We're actually having a discussion chat. A discussion.
We don't know what it is yet, but we're having a discussion.
We're having a discussion. Saturday night, midnight-ish. It's Super Inter, SuperLive.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, WrestleTalkRadio will be live at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Hey, guys. Have you heard of Amazon Prime, which you can link to your Twitch account, and it's called Prime Gaming? You can do so by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen, and you can subscribe to the channel and support us for free. Everyone likes free things. Yay! You can also use credit card RockSuck in the Fortnite item shop, #ad #EpicPartner, and you can also go to manscaped.com, use code WTRLive, and save 20% off and get free shipping. Yeah, free shipping. It's amazing. Use code WTRLive. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWRD.
Thanks to YouTube.com/MBG1211. That's MBG Films for presenting the show. This has been the Raw Post Show, as always, streaming live right here every Monday night across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at WildTalkRadio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.